USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
While hosting the President of Brazil at the White House, President Trump says anything's on the table regarding Venezuela, including tougher sanctions.
We really haven't done the really tough sanctions yet. We can do the tough sanctions, and all options are open, so we may be doing that. But we haven't done the toughest of sanctions, as you know. We've done, right down the middle.
Vice President Mike Pence touched down in Omaha, Nebraska to survey flood damage and thank volunteers and emergency personnel. Doug Alvers is a hog farmer out in Fremont, Nebraska. He tells CBS News he lost just about everything.
You probably lost right at 700 head.
How many do you think you've been able to save?
14.
Regarding the future, though, Alvers is optimistic.
A lot of hard work now. Start all over, and hopefully within a year we'll be
able to sell
hogs
again.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. A 2% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What was at one time the world's largest social networking platform suddenly is a lot smaller. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
All of the content uploaded to MySpace before 2016 is gone forever. The social network that was hot between 2006 and 2009 says that a faulty server migration caused the mass deletion about a year ago, erasing pictures, videos, and over 50 million songs. The loss is permanent, according to a company spokesman, though last year MySpace had claimed the deletion was a temporary error and was going to be fixed.
Ford Motor Company says it will be increasing production of the Ford Expedition and Lincoln Navigator once again this year. Officials say they will increase output by around 20% at the Louisville, Kentucky facility after the summer shutdown. Ford did say they're having trouble keeping up with demand for both vehicles, and the plant is currently running 24 hours a day, 6 days a week. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders have said they would like to abolish the Electoral College and use a popular vote. Now, Democrats have been speaking out regarding the Electoral College after Hillary Clinton won the national popular vote by more than 3 million votes in 2016, but still lost the presidency to President Trump. Trump 2020 campaign senior advisor Laura Trump tells Fox News Democrats are in full-on panic mode.
Let's just talk about the fact that the Electoral College was put in place to make sure that the middle of the country was not forgotten. Otherwise, Sandra, people would campaign in New York and L.A., and that's all they would do. They'd go to the big cities. They'd forget about the real people of this country, the rural people in the middle. I think it's very clear people are still upset on the left that their chosen candidate did not win in 2016. They want to find any way they can to beat Donald Trump, because I think they know it's going to be incredibly hard, almost impossible, to beat this president in the 2020 election.
Trump continues.
Listen, this is a system we've had in place for hundreds of years in this country. It's been working. It's always worked the way it's supposed to. And there's, again, a reason that it was implemented this way by the founders of our country, because they didn't want the people in the middle to be forgotten. And, you know, otherwise you could just make two campaign stops and you call it a day. And that's not really what you want when you have a presidential election.
Several of the 2020 presidential candidates are also suggesting changes be made to the Supreme Court as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.